Today's documentary looks at one mom's unconventional job. Today I'm discussing Red Dog. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am discussing the movie called Red Dog. Now, Red Dog, it's not to be confused. I guess there's like this family movie about a dog called Red Dog, and this is not it. This is a documentary about a fella who found out what his mom's job was when he was a kid, and then asking her about it. So, without any further ado, because giving, you know, it kind of gives away up the premise of the whole show, let's get started. If you're an adult, you've probably had moments with your parents that you heard an unexpected story from their life. Maybe a close call with the law, an unexpected adventure, or a crazy job they had. Something that doesn't match the respectable parent you've come to know. For country songwriter Luke Dick, his revelation was a genuine shocker. He realized that his mother worked as a dancer at the infamous Oklahoma City strip club, The Red Dog, and decided to ask her and her friends about their time there. The central appeal of Red Dog is pretty obvious. You get the needle-shattering awkwardness of a grown man asking his mother about her days as an exotic dancer via a series of ridiculous anecdotes and no-holds-barred details. And just as you'd hope, many of the stories are of wild tales of substance abuse, oddly specific details about how outfits and routines were put together, or brawls. But like the best documentaries, this is just one piece of the puzzle. Here's the stuff that really stands out. First and foremost, why dancing? I'm delighted that we're getting more and more films that portray sex workers as human beings, not inherently broken people with no morals, but people with dreams, duties, and families. And much like Hustlers, this film also highlights why dancing appealed to these women. In short, the money was very good. As much as people might like to crap on sex workers, it is often quite profitable, as it was for the women working at the Red Dog. And if you don't have qualifications for other work, for instance, no high school diploma or college degree, and could make $1,000 in a day and don't have a problem with being nude, this sounds like a dream job. It's a more even-handed look at why and how someone would begin dancing while still presenting problems that a continued career in dancing presents, such as what do you go to afterwards. We also have some feminist undertones. The standard argument for dancing or sex work is that it's its own kind of empowerment for women. They get slovenly men to hand over their money with minimal effort. Red Dog, however, introduces what I think are some better arguments or feminist attitudes. Despite rejecting the label, Luke's mom says that dancing gave her more autonomy, both financially and in her actual work, than any other job she could get at the time. She worked when she wanted to work. She was able to pay her bills and then some. She wasn't reliant on anyone else. It's also clear that she and her fellow dancers didn't put up with rude behavior from patrons and defended one another. Gross comments would be checked, and Luke's mom even describes fighting someone who refused to quit being gross. Which brings us to the final element, the humanity. As much fun as the film has with hearing the wild stories about Red Dog, it's best trick is highlighting everybody's humanity. We hear about people struggling with addiction, trying to keep families together, trying to raise their kids, trying to re-enter the non-dancing world, and the friends they made along the way. It's important that as crazy as many of these women's experiences could be when they were younger, they don't view the experience as inherently bad. It was just a moment in their life when they were more reckless or wild. Now they've got spouses, advanced degrees, and grandkids. It's an effective reminder of how much humanity we typically remove from sex workers and define them only by their job. So the verdict is that this is great stuff. Equal parts hilarious and human, Red Dog is fun and fascinating. 8 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you next time, everybody. Stay safe.